One of the common questions people ask is, do we need to specifically purchase meat that says kosher LePesach, or can we rely on the regular glatt kosher meat that we have in our freezer? Do we have to purchase brand new kosher LePesach items? So, as mentioned in the previous year, there typically is a benefit when a person does purchase something as kosher LePesach, but it's important for a person to understand the halacha. So, I'll say the halacha first, and we will emphasize what the halacha is, and then I will point out what potentially could be an issue with chametz, and we'll take it from there. So, halacha l'maisa is as follows. Any raw meat that was not processed, so we're not talking about cold cuts or pre-marinated meat, beef jerky, hot dogs, or beef patties that have flavoring in it, just plain meat. It's just beef. The only ingredient is beef. So regular meat, whether it's a roast, a steak, anything like that, does not need to be certified as kosher LePesach. If it's in the original packaging, so the meat being processed at the plant, they themselves, all the meat manufacturers say there is no chametz in that area of the plant. We'll discuss ground beef in a second. And therefore, there will be no issue when it's in its original packaging. When it comes to ground beef, so halacha l'maisa, one could indeed use ground beef in original packaging. It would be beneficial to find out. Some hashgachas, or more correctly, some companies will actually grind other items on the ground beef equipment. Halachically, it's not a problem due to the cleaning processes and bittul. But if that is the case, then it will be preferable to purchase from a different company that is known to not use to grind the meat on the same kalim, the same equipment as kishka or some other chametz. That is in regards to meat being processed that it's in original packaging. Let's say it's in a foam package with the supermarket sticker or butcher on it. So there's two things you could do. Number one, you could ask the mashgiach or the fellow working behind the counter to introduce you to the mashgiach, to the manager, and ask them how their process is. Do they use the same equipment for chametz? Now, if they do, so then it would be wise, it's not halachically required, but it would be wise to rinse off the meat if they, in fact, use the same tables to make kishka and, I don't know, lakshinkoro, the same time they're processing raw meat, which is highly unlikely. But let's say they do, and they do not clean in between. So if that's the case, it would be preferable to rinse it off, or to at least examine the meat, make sure there's no kishka residue on it. And in all the years of eating meat, I've never seen kishka residue on a raw piece of meat. But theoretically, there would be a benefit to doing that. But if they say no, it's all the meat's done at once. We repack the meat at a certain time, and then later on in the day is when they do the kishka or they do other things that would potentially be chametz. But it's never being done at the same time with the same hands. It's there's a schedule. And there's seder in the butcher shop, so then halachically you wouldn't even be required to wash it off. You want to wash it off just in case someone had dirty gloves, okay, but that's not a halacha requirement. That's in regards to ground to meat, that's whether it's in the supermarket or in original packaging. One has what to rely on from a halacha standpoint, and there would be no need to purchase kosher LePesach. When it comes to ground beef, it would be wise, I'm not saying it's halachically required, it would be wise to just double check to make sure either the company is claiming that it's kosher LePesach, or alternatively, you could confirm some way or somehow that they do not grind kishka or other chametz-containing items on the same kalim. Even if they did, halachically, the ground beef would still be fine, but it would be preferable to purchase without that concern. Now, with that being said, there are some benefits. If a person wants to purchase kosher LePesach certified meat, there's a list of items, I would say, that theoretically could be chametz or kidneys in the meat processing plant itself, not kishka. And I'll just list them so you can understand the benefit and why a company would actually, what it means, or what's the process of certifying a company that's processing meat as kosher LePesach. So number one, for a kosher slaughter, they do not rinse the animal with a hot water bath. That's above Yatz Ledesbay, because that would ruin the malicha process. So they use either lukewarm water or they put some type of acid, which could be a citric acid in the bath, in the shower that the animal is going through. And theoretically, that could come from kidneys or chametz. So in a kosher LePesach production, that acid bath is kosher LePesach. Additionally, there's a mashgiach that paints the animals with a paintbrush to put a siman on it, which one's kosher, which one's not, as the baidik, the one who's checking the lungs, signals to him this one's kosher, so he's going to stamp it kosher. The paint is food grade paint, and very often you buy a rack of ribs, you could see the paint on it. So that paint is edible paint. So in America, it's usually at worst only kidneys, but if the hashgacha says kosher l'Pesach, they are using kosher l'Pesach paint. Interestingly, if it's not kosher l'Pesach, and you have this rack of ribs and you see the paint, there would be a room to be machmer to rinse it off, or don't eat that part because maybe there's kidneys in it or chametz. I don't know, but there would be room to be machmer. Additionally, there's something called anti-block powder. When meat is packaged in the cryovac packaging, so there's powder on the inside of the bag to allow the meat to go in smoothly. So that powder has to be kosher l'Pesach powder in a kosher l'Pesach production. I think it's halachically required. In most circumstances, at worst, it would only be kidneys in America, and it's usually batel and you don't see it. But there is a benefit that the anti-block powder is kosher l'Pesach. Another example, which actually you could have in your house, is you could have a roast which has netting. That netting, in the twine production, they do use flour. Usually it's only corn flour, but theoretically there could be flour in that twine production. Halachically, there's a very strong argument to say it's no longer considered food and it's not a problem, but why would you want chametz or kidneys in your meat? So if a person is buying kosher l'Pesach roast that has that netting, the netting, so you should know the netting is being done in a way that there is no chametz concern. And you have the other issue, which you mentioned earlier, regarding tables and counters. When it's kosher l'Pesach production, there is nothing else going on. It's, you know, mashgacha to me is on the chametz shebai as well. So those are the benefits you get by purchasing kosher l'Pesach meat. When it comes to chicken does not require many of these processes and painting and the like. So there really is no difference between kosher l'Pesach chicken and regular chicken. But I will point out that if it's ground or hot dogs or processed turkey or the like, smoked, so then it would require a kosher l'Pesach hashgacha.